Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
By fire's glow, the stepping stones are marble polished soft. We curse the air, the damp despair that fills us like a cough. And shaking off the silence was hanging like a coat. Rising from my throat, they called my name the last time and promised me a fight. I didn't need no reason, was plain as black and white. Little good I'd done there can never ease the pain. So many I will never see again. We marched in blood and snow, playing targets to their bombs. Sergeant tried to rouse us, but we didn't know the song. He fell a moment later with nothing left to give. I wish I'd died there with him, but I live. I try and catch the broadcast, but I guess I'm going deaf. I used to buy the boys around, but there's hardly no one left. And like my coal oil lantern, so black against the wall, I barely have any hope at all.
Pretty little way to start the show. That's Willie P. Bennett starting out to tell the band to go home. And, you know, who do we love here more than Willie P. Bennett? Well, I don't know. You, perhaps, for joining us today on this Remembrance Day. Thanks for joining us. It is a pleasure to have your ears, the use of your ears for a little while. Hopefully you'll stick around. We got some great songs coming up. There's so much stuff. I don't even know exactly what we're going to do today because I have so many things that I want to do today that... I don't know. It could be tough fitting it all in, but stay tuned. We'll see what you hear. And you can always help, of course, if there's something you want to hear. 269-8636, 269-UMFM, or drop an email to jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, and we'll see if we can squeeze it in for you. There's some good shows coming up and some birthdays and all kinds of things. But I think we would be remiss if we didn't do a little bit of Remembrance Day kind of thing. And that was a lovely tune called Black Against the Wall. It's written by a guy named Charlie Somer, S-O-H-M-E-R, Charlie Somer. And if you go to his website, charliesomer.com, you can download that song right there. And a nice one at that. Anyways, a couple more little Remembrance Day kind of tunes for you. Here's one from our good friend David Francie that's nice as well. It's called Flowers of Saskatchewan. Tell the band to go home. 101.5.
Sun was shining on the English Channel on a ferry off the coast of France. And it was summer and a pleasant morning, and high above gulls wheeled and danced. And high above the cliffs of morning, the gun emplacements that stood in ranks. And I walked over to the railing, and I heard the ghosts of the Calgary Times. Pictures I'd seen in history books and magazines of three men standing, smoking, staring among the dead men on a rocky beach. And in the light of that pleasant morning, as we sailed under the cliffs above, I thought of all their silent prayers and their final thoughts of the ones they loved. But they left behind at prairie stations, waving to their pride and joy, waving to the smiling faces, smiling faces on the soldier boys. No waves of grain will claim the fallen, just the channel cold and grey as steel. And no return to the rolling prairie and a silent cross on a lonely field. Sun was shining on the rolling prairie, far from the channel, cold and gray. Shone on the families, friends and lovers of the prairie boys who fell that day. But they could not know on that sunny morning the future held for them no joy. They'd wait in vain at prairie stations, wait in vain for the soldier boy.
Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. But now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we done. Paul said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know to do is turn up the music and pray that she makes it. The keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom, and the angels fly around in there, but we can't see them. And I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. If they can't find a way to help her, they can go. If they can't find a way to help her, they can go to hell. Said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like champagne. They sparkle bubble over in the morning. Sparkle bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. The sparkle bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. Hey.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. bring them back from overseas, bring them home, bring them home. It'll make the politicians sad, I know, bring them home, bring them home. They want to tangle with their foe, bring them home. They want to test their grand theories, bring them on, bring them on. With a bloody you and me, bring them on, bring them on. We'll give no more brave young lives, bring them on, bring them on. For the gleam in someone's eyes, bring them on. Men will cheer, the boys will shout, bring them on, bring them on. Then we will all turn out, bring them on, bring them on. The church bells will ring with joy, bring them on, bring them on. To welcome our darling girls and boys, bring them on.
It's not a time for dying, you pull the trigger that will end the war.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous song from a fabulous band called The Damwells. That, I guess, is actually lead singer Alex Dezen in concert there with a song called WWXII, World War XII, there from The Damwells. Man, that's a good one. Before that, another great band that you've probably never heard of called Shooting John. That's a new song that I downloaded from their website. They had that a little while ago. It's called War. The album is called Happiness Plus or Minus, which is kind of interesting. Can't wait for that one. A great band there from Sweden, I believe, Shooting John. Before that, Bruce Springsteen with Bring 'Em Home from his live Seeger Sessions record. Josh Ritter with Girl in the War, and David Francie with Flowers of Saskatchewan on this Remembrance Day edition of Tell the Band to Go Home. I'm glad you could join us, and I suppose more important than talking about war, if you ask me, is talking about peace, and that's we'll play a few of those as well. I mean, we're a folk show; we got to play songs about peace, right? That's our job here. So let's play this one. Why not? Since I'm having iPod troubles, we'll play this. This is from a great CD put together by my good friend Lewis Melville there in Guelph, Ontario. It's called Music for Peace, and it features all kinds of good folks, including Michael Johnston's on here. A couple Skydiggers are on here. You got all kinds of interesting folks, and a little benefit for peace causes, I suppose. And we'll play something from Lewis's lovely partner from Oak Lake, Manitoba, the wonderful and talented Tanis Sliman. Here's something called Peaceful Sleep from Tanis Sliman, from now called Music for Peace on Remembrance Day on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Take to the skies of peace, oh friends of peace. face of the one great spirit. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, roaming round my land, my city and my town. I can hear the voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. Thick war clouds will throw their shadows, darkening the world around you. But in my life of peace, your dark illusions fall. Think and pray along the way, embrace the ones around you. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, roaming round my land, my city and my town. I can hear the voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. If these war storms fill your heart with a thousand kinds of worry, keep to my road of peace and you'll never have to fear. Keep in the sun and look around in the face of peace and plenty. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. I'll clear my house of the weeds of fear and turn to the friends around me with my smile of peace. I'll greet you one and all. Peace of the youthful spirit, get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, roaming around my land, my city and my town. Voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. Get ready for my bugle call of
peace. As I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred and misery? Oh yes. And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And as I walk on through troubled times, my spirit get
Some downhearted, sometime, sometime. Where are the strong? And who are the trusting? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony now? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, where are the strong? Who are the trusting? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony now? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Understanding. Understanding.
Young Abdel Mahdi Shabne was only 18 years old. He was the youngest of 9 children. He never spent a night away from home. Disguised as an Orthodox Jew on a crowded bus in Jerusalem. Some had survived World War II. Then the thunderous explosion blew out windows 200 yards away, with more retribution than 17 dead along the Now a King George L and Jaffa Road passengers boarded bus 14A in the aisle next to the driver, Abdel Mahdi Shabne. And the last thing that he said on earth is, God is great and God is good. And he blew them all to King. Upon the road to peace, now in response to this, another kiss of death was visited upon Yashir Tiah. Israel says is an Hamas senior militant, and Israel sent 4 choppers in, flames engulfed his white opal, and it killed his wife and his 3-year-old child, leaving only blackened skeletons. They
found his toddler's bottle and a pair of small shoes, and they waved them in front of the cameras. But Israel says they did not know that his wife and child were in the car. There are roadblocks everywhere, and only suffering on TV. Neither side will ever give up their smallest right along the road to peace. Israel launched his latest campaign against Hamas on Tuesday, and 2 days later Hamas shot back and killed 5 Israeli soldiers. So thousands dead and wounded on both sides, most have been Middle Eastern civilians. They fill their children full of hate to fight an old man's war and die upon the road to peace. Now this is our land, we will fight with all our force, say the Palestinians and the Jews. Each side will cut off the hand of anyone who tries to stop the resistance. If the right eye offends thee, then you must pluck it out. Then Mahmoud Abbas and Sharon have been lost out along the road to peace. Once Kissinger said, we have no friends, America only has interests. Now our president wants to be seen as a hero, and he's hungry for re-election. But Bush is reluctant to risk his future in the fear of his political failure. So he plays chess at his desk and poses for the press 10,000 miles from the road to peace. In the video that they found at the home of Abdel Mahdi Shabne, he held a Kalashnikov rifle and he spoke with a voice like a boy. He was an excellent student, he studied so hard, it was as if he had a future. He told his mother that he had a test that day out along the road to peace. The fundamentalists killing on both sides is standing in the path of peace. But tell me, why are we arming the Israeli army with guns and tanks and bullets? And if God is great and God is good, why can't he change the hearts of men? Or maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. He's out upon the road to peace. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. And he's lost upon the road to peace. And he's lost upon the road.
Crumb Chris Coating. Hey, this is Jay Farr of SunVolt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
the endless war. No more a face to the endless war. Well, I used to hang out down at the VFW hall and stare at the photographs up on the wall of the neighborhood boys that died in the wars we've been through, and the hand-lettered sign that said, "Remember Jimmy McGrew." Well, Jimmy went to NAMM back in 1965, but there's a lot of men here that think Jimmy McGrew's still alive, though they carved his name on a stone in Washington, D.C. His brother said that stone don't prove a thing to me. It's Veterans Day and the skies are gray. Leave the uniforms home, 'cause there ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for the ones that didn't make it through, and leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. There's a hot rain falling on the back streets of Saigon. There's an old soldier stumbling down the alley with his mama's son. Lord, his eyes are cloudy and his arms are black and blue. He's just hanging by a thread and he looks like Jimmy McGrew. It's Veterans Day and the skies are gray. Leave the uniforms home, 'cause there ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for the ones who didn't make it through, and leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. And keep it burning bright, there may still be a lot of Jimmy McGrews over there, but we'll fill up a glass for the ones that didn't make it through, and leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew.
The late, great Johnny Cash there. From a new album, he came back from the dead to add a track to this new Tom Russell tribute album, which Tom Russell assembled himself. I don't know who puts together his own tribute record, but it's a real interesting thing. Features a whole bunch of folks: Joe Ely, Iris DeMent, Dave Van Ronk is even on here, Jerry Jeff Walker, Eliza Gilkison, Ramblin' Jack, all kinds of folks doing Tom Russell songs, including right there Johnny Cash doing Veterans Day on this Veterans Day. Sun Volt, before that, Endless War. We heard Jay Farrar's former bandmate Jeff Tweedy and Wilco with War on War. Heard a great song from Tom Waits. Holy cow, it's long, but man, it's good. Road to Peace there. We heard Nick Lowe, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Eliza Gilkison with Woody Guthrie lyrics. And she was along with Iris DeMent, Sean Colvin. Who else is on there? Mary Chapin Carpenter. All kinds of folks doing Peace Call there. And we started off with Tana Slim and Peaceful Sleep from Music for Peace. And what better to hope for today than peace? And I suppose we have to thank all those folks who contributed to the peace that we enjoy and that are trying to create peace in other places. So thanks, folks. Anyways, we're going to turn the page and go to some upcoming shows, and we're going to talk about a great, amazing songwriter that I didn't know a lick about until very, very recently. And we're going to have to all go see him next Saturday night because his songs are pretty darn good, and we'll tell you who that is and where he's playing and all that stuff after a few short messages.